Have you ever seen a junk pile outside your local charity shop? People often dump old furniture, broken appliances and old clothes. New figures show charities spent a staggering $13 million in the last financial year sending those unusable donations to landfill. But the problem is prompting innovative solutions. Here's our National Consumer Affairs reporter, Amy Bainbridge.
The Salvation Army receives a steady stream of donations and has an extensive recycling program. Still, some things can't be reused. Steve Gillespie is from the Salvos.
Nationally, we're probably still spending around $6 million a year to get rid of items to landfill. That money could be used for a lot more charitable and good works.
For the first time, the National Association of Charitable Recycling Organisations has audited the amount of waste charities send to landfill. Omar Soka is the organisation's CEO and says the bill has come in at a whopping $13 million.
It comes from the 60,000 tonnes of waste that charities put to landfill each and every year.
Innovative new projects are dramatically trying to reduce waste. The Salvos is piloting a program with a startup called BlockTex, which scans donated clothing to identify the fabric, then swiftly sorts materials to be recycled. Cotton garments are put through a shredding process and eventually re-spun into yarn for new clothes, while polyester can be recycled through a chemical treatment. Graham Ross is the co-founder of BlockTex.
Polyester can take somewhere between 20 and 200 years to break down. And while that's happening, it's emitting all sorts of nasty chemicals. It's also incredibly versatile. So we can use it multiple times at a high grade, but then also we can keep reusing and reusing it as it degrades into lower value products.
Those lower grade products include roof insulation or bench tops. Innovation of a different kind is happening in Coonamble in western New South Wales. St Vincent de Paul has set up a social enterprise where employees sort materials at the town's major distribution centre and then pick apart garments and sew them into tote bags. Megan Sprague manages the project.
We're only 4 months in, however, we're learning as we're going the best way and how to utilise the products that we have. What we've found is the best products for us to be using is the heavy drill cotton.
The 24 staff, many who have intellectual disabilities, are also enrolled in TAFE courses. Jenny Driscoll is one of the employees.
And I've bought myself a new sewing machine just lately, and I love the sewing program here.
Omar Soka from NACRO has praised innovation, and while he doesn't want to discourage donations, he does have a message for consumers.
Think of it as a gift, you know, would you give this as a gift? If it is, pop it on to your local op shop.
That's Omar Soka from the National Association of Charitable Recycling Organisations, ending that report from Amy Bainbridge.